Well, a game that the Yankees won and took 3 out of 4 from the Rays with, but also within it, wrapping up this trade deadline, the way the Yankees bolstered their bullpen and added to their team. We'll chat with Susan about it all. We'll hear from the general manager, Brian Cashman, and the manager, Aaron Boone. Continue to unpack this busy day at the stadium, but it started without rain, under some sunshine. One out, nobody on. First inning, Paul Goldschmidt against Ryan Pepiot. He popped one into shallow left. The shortstop walls couldn't see it. He asked for help. Loneliest feeling in the world because no one helped him out. Double for Paul Goldschmidt. The ball fell in shallow left center field. And Cody Bellinger, wow, he would tie himself to this field right now. He would never leave. All he does is rake here in the Bronx and continued, picked up right where he left off last night for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Here comes 1-2 to Bellinger, and a pitch swung on, head up the middle, base hit. Here comes Goldschmidt coming around third. The Lucas throw, going to be cut off. And Cody Bellinger does it again. RBI single, 1-0 Yankees here in the first.
So he's got the triple and the single to finish up last night. RBI single right away today in 24 RBIs in his last 25 games. Our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So before all these moves came down and the skies opened up, Bellinger the RBI single, and Giancarlo Stanton with the threat of rain all day, the wind whipping in from left field. Stanton showing very little regard for that win. Knock this one down. You won't. You can't. Today's electrifying drive of the game.
Next pitch to Stanton. High fly ball deep left. That's getting gone. Way out of here. 20 rows up. Big D with a 2-run homer. It's 3-0 Yankees. Woo!
7 homers his last 17 games. That one would have gone 470, 480 feet if not for the wind blowing in from left field. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. So the vibes early, really good. Trade deadline day, looking for a series victory. Yankees an immediate 3 spot against Pepiot. So the middle of the order, crushing and setting that strong tone series finale. But second inning, beautiful to watch this. Bottom of the order, Ryan McMahon, on-base machine to start his Yankee career. A full-count walk that paved way for Anthony Volpe. He followed and he one-upped his left side of the infield partner. A 9-pitch walk for Anthony Volpe, and that flipped the order. 2 on for some instant rice today.
2-2 pitch. Swing on, deep drive, right center field. Headed for the bullpen, and goodbye. 3-run homer, Ben Rice, 6-0 Yankees here in the second. Boy, did he lean on that.
Insurance runs brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. Rice stays cooking up there. 4 walks over his last 2 days. That big single late yesterday and a 3-run shot today as the Yankee leadoff hitter. The Yankees were cruising. A 6-0 lead. They tacked on another in the fourth. Welcome to the Yankees, Austin Slater. Clean slate for him. First game. First start as a Yankee, first RBI, first and third, one away. Just put one in play. Soft grounder, fielder's choice grounder to third, a 7-0 Yankee lead. And Marcus Stroman was nearly perfect the first 3 innings with all that run support. The Yandy Diaz hit by pitch in the first inning, that did cause Diaz to leave the game a couple of innings later. But that was the only Tampa base runner against Stroman the first 3 innings. He was shoving. But second time through, again, a bit of a problem for Stroman. He gave 4 runs back in the fourth inning on 5 hits, a couple of stolen bases, Lowe and DeLuca. Those 2 stolen bases led to the latter 2 runs in that 4-run fourth inning. But even with the rain falling harder and tougher conditions in the fifth inning than the fourth inning, when Stroman allowed the 4 spot, the fifth inning was easy breezy. With the rain falling harder, Stroman coasted through the fifth, got a double play to end the inning, and bottom 5, 7-4 Yankee lead. They had runners at the corners against Kevin Kelly, looking for more with Pepiot out of the game. A steady rain, though, turned into torrential downpour. Rain delay, the warning tracks were puddles, and that's a light term, puddles, to describe what happened today at the stadium. Waited it all out, 2 hours, 45 minutes, and by the time this game resumed, this is a cool thing, neat thing, about a 5-hour day at the stadium. By the time this game resumed, David Bednar and Jake Bird headed to the Yankees. Bednar from Pittsburgh, Bird from Colorado. So the bullpen bolstered with still 35 minutes to spare before the trade deadline, and the game resumed with about 40 minutes to spare. And this game zoomed along after the delay. Yerry De Los Santos, three dominant, filthy innings out of the bullpen. Neither team hit after the delay. Jose Caballero, by the bottom of the seventh, he had to switch clubhouses, come from Tampa to the Yankees, third base side to first base side. So Caballero, that's a welcome addition to the Yankee bench. Tied for the league lead in stolen bases with 34. He can play multiple positions. He's that pest you love to have on your side, a fiery player, fearless. So Caballero acquired and had to run across to the first base dugout. And ultimately, at the deadline horn, as this game was whizzing along, Camilo Doval, acquired from San Francisco, right at the end of the trade deadline. 6 o'clock Eastern, Doval, you add him to Bird and Bednar and the moves the Yankees have already made. What an active day, active trade deadline for the Yankees. They win this one 7-4 with Jonathan Loaisiga closing it out. First save in 3 years for Jonathan Loaisiga. 7-4 Yankee victory. And the Rays, whether it was during the rain delay when this game might have gotten banged or after all this went down, they're happy to get out of here. Because think about this, the first 5 innings today, Yandy Diaz, the first inning hit by pitch. Chandler Simpson, the left index finger sprain. He had to get taken out defensively mid-inning. Jonathan Aranda, that collision with Stanton, first base line. A tough throw from Caminero up the line. And Aranda getting jarred in with Giancarlo Stanton down on the field for a while. That was before the delay, bottom five. But Aranda had to come out. So 3 injuries in 5 innings. And the Rays happy to get out of here. The Yankees very happy they can enjoy these last 3 days. Get a series win against a division rival. 7-4 victory. Wrap up July. A trying month for the most part, but wrap it up on a high note and wrap it up with multiple additions to this roster. We'll detail all that with Susan coming up on the Clubhouse Report. Ryan McMahon stabilized third base. That was the first move. Ahmed Rosario, Austin Slater, righty options off the bench. David Bednar, Jake Bird, Camilo Doval, righty, lethal, righty arms out of the bullpen. And Jose Caballero, you add a dynamic nature to that bench. Think about the speed. Think about the versatility. And the Yankees make, let's see here, 7 moves this trade deadline. 7 additions to this team. And a 7-4 win over the Rays. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind, catch segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Coming up, unpack this all with Susan on the Clubhouse Report on the Verizon Yankees postgame show. WFAN, Yankees Radio.